I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 2nd. Nomination papers for this year's Quincy City election will be available at the city clerk's office beginning today. The mayor, all nine city councilors, and three school committee members are up for re-election this year. Mayor Thomas Koch is the longest-serving mayor in Quincy's history, having first been elected in 2007. It is expected he will seek another four-year term this year. City councilors who are expected to seek new two-year terms include Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane, Ward 4 Councilor James Devine, and Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona. Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan has announced he will not seek re-election. Quincy attorney Richard Ash has announced he will run for the Ward 2 council seat. School committee members Frank Santoro, Kathy Hubley, and Paul Bregoli are also up for re-election this year. Bregoli is expected to seek another term. Nomination papers are due back at the city clerk's office by July 11th. Quincy police are warning people about the jewelry scam that is showing up again. In the scam, the suspects offer to give the victims jewelry, but then remove the victim's real jewelry and replace it with phony jewelry. The latest incident occurred on Martinson Street. This week, police say a man and a woman in a white vehicle approached a man with what turned out to be phony jewelry. Suspects stole three real gold chains from the victim and then fled in the vehicle. They were described as a male in his 40s and a woman in her 20s, both with blonde hair. Last week, a similar scam occurred on Chestnut Street in Quincy Center, where an elderly woman was scammed out of her jewelry. In that case, the suspects were a man and a woman with dark hair and a dark-colored SUV. Quincy College has won approval to offer a four-year degree in psychology beginning this fall. This will be the third four-year bachelor's program at Quincy College, with programs in business management and computer science already being offered. Quincy College is the first two-year Massachusetts public college to offer four-year baccalaureate programs. The bachelor's in psychology program was approved after extensive state and accrediting agency review of the proposed program. Students can transfer up to 90 credits from other select institutions to complete their four-year degree at Quincy College. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro says the third four-year program reinforces the college's commitment to the ideals of access and affordability for higher education. A Hingham police officer was arraigned last week on charges connected to an incident last year, where he's accused of pulling a gun and yelling racial slurs at a man during a road rage incident. 43-year-old Joel Salutieri from Stoneham is charged with assault with a dangerous weapon. Prosecutors say the charges stem from an incident that occurred on December 26 when Salutieri and another Stoneham man were driving on 93 North. When both vehicles exited the highway, Salutieri allegedly followed the other man until he pulled over in a parking lot on Main Street in Stoneham. They said Salutieri then pulled up alongside the other man's vehicle, began yelling and making derogatory statements, including racial slurs, while brandishing a firearm. The man said that Salutieri also told him he was a police officer. Salutieri was not on duty at the time. The victim reported the incident. Salutieri has been placed on administrative leave by the Hingham Police Department as the investigation continues. An 18-year-old Norwell resident was arraigned yesterday on charges that he was driving under the influence of alcohol in March of last year when he crashed, resulting in the death of a local high school student. James Croke, now 18, was arraigned as a youthful offender in Plymouth Juvenile Court on one count each of motor vehicle homicide and manslaughter. The bail was set at $2,500 with the conditions he remain drug and alcohol free, not operate a motor vehicle, remain in counseling, and live with his parents. Charges stem from an incident last March when Marshfield police were called to a single car crash into a tree on Forest Avenue. Three young men were trapped in the vehicle. Croke, the driver, who was 16 at the time, was taken to Children's Hospital for treatment, but a passenger, 17-year-old Nicholas Wanderley of Norwell, died at the scene. The third passenger suffered serious injuries. Wanderlee was a junior at Norwell High School, where he played basketball, football, and soccer. Cambridge police say a piece of equipment at the Harvard T station fell on a woman late yesterday afternoon. Cambridge firefighters responded at about 4:30 p.m. The woman initially declined treatment but was taken to Mount Auburn Hospital as a precaution. A spokesperson for the T says a utility box that was attached to a column on a red line platform at the Harvard station slid to the bottom of the column and that the support brace struck the woman. Her injuries are not believed to be serious. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 46 points. The NASDAQ dropped 13. The S&P fell 1. Global stocks are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $75 a barrel. Sports, not a good start for the Celtics playoff series against the Sixers, losing the last seconds last night, 119-115. Game two is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Garden. Red Sox beat Toronto 6-5 at Fenway last night. They'll play again tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, expect scattered showers with highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy and damp tonight, low of 44. Scattered showers tomorrow and a high in the mid-50s. Thursday, scattered showers, high barely 50, and then cloudy 55 for Friday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, winds out of the south, gusting to 20 knots, high tide right before 10 a.m. Sunrise, 5:38, set at 7:44. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, May 2nd.